and in the California grape fields.
The harvest is on, but it is different than it was last year or the year before. For the first time in the history of California agriculture, some table grapes, about 5% of the crop, are being picked by union workers, members of the Farm Workers Union headed by Cesar Chavez. Most growers still refuse to recognize the union, but six of them gave in to the pressure of a nationwide grape boycott and signed union contracts this spring.
Last year, we lost over $300 an acre. Secondly, there was a good deal of harassment. There was a good deal of unhappiness between the workers and employers, and I felt that it was in the best interest of harmony for my workers and for the company to attempt to negotiate a reasonable agreement. And I think that we have done so, and Cesar Chavez has met me halfway, and I feel that we are on our road to a successful future.
The limited success in the grape vineyards has gained the union some new allies in the boycott and the strike against non-union growers. Students, most of them Mexican-American, arrived in the Coachella Valley over the weekend to give support to the strikers. Non-union growers feared the students would cause violence. So far, there has been none. But workers who have refused to join the union say that more and more they are being harassed and intimidated by union supporters.
We're sick and tired of having the people call our own personal lives, threaten us. Not only that, as we go in to pick our grapes in the morning, we cannot arrive at the time. We have to come in earlier in order to avoid them from yelling at us, our own personal life. And I also feel that this is America and we can work. If we are earning our money, why don't they leave us alone?
No, you see, this is part of the grower propaganda. It's been going on for 5 years. See, one thing has to be realized. If we were harassing workers and doing all the things that the employers accuse us of doing, we wouldn't have any support for them. I mean, we have tremendous support. The worker unity today is very strong.